Dave Plarin for Bob Surratt this morning. One of the most iconic things to do at the Brookfield Zoo, as well as other zoos and museums across America, is to make that plastic souvenir of your favorite animal, favorite thing. And the largest operator of plastic injection souvenir machines, Moldorama, turned 60 this year, and the company based here in Chicago is 51 years old. The CEO of this Brookfield-based company is Paul Jones, and he joins us this morning. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
I think,
how are you?
I am good. I think my family has, as I was saying earlier in the show, about a dozen blue dolphins. We've got a bunch of gorillas. Like, every time we go, we probably get the same thing. But it's so much not about picking up something. It's about watching the process and seeing it being made and shot out the bottom. I think that's part of the whole joy of this product.
Oh, absolutely. We have had generations of people making almost continually the same molds that are out at Brookfield Zoo, the dolphin and the gorilla, like you suggested. They've been there for over 50 years, and it's almost tradition. Every time you go, you have to buy it, and then when you make it, that smell brings you right back to where you were when you were a kid.
It does. John Tyke Miller was the guy that originally invented this product back in, what was it, the 1950s?
Yeah, his invention was developed in the 50s, and then the machines were produced in the late 50s, early 60s.
Gotcha. And you yourself, you've been involved in the business since the 70s, is that correct?
Yeah, my father bought his first machines in 1971. Actually, exactly to the date, in 1971, he put his first check down on machines. So today is our 51st anniversary. He bought existing accounts, Brookfield Zoo and the Museum of Science and Industry. And then from there, we got to know all the other operators and vendors, and we slowly grew to where we're at today.
And it's at some point you only owned part of the Moldorama machines, but you eventually bought pretty much all of them and own them all now, correct?
Well, we don't own them all. We own a good percentage of them. We're the largest operator in the country, definitely in the Midwest. There's another family who operates Florida, and they're also third generation. The original owner was a franchisee to the original Moldorama Incorporated out of California, and they've lasted as long as us. So we're pretty much the two big players.
Yeah, and here's the thing that I think people don't get. You're not making new machines. I mean, you're really using these iconic machines and repairing them and creating new parts and so forth to keep them running. But, no new machines have been manufactured since the 1960s.
That's true. We own about 100 machines, and we are operating 63 machines currently. We use those other machines as a basis for parts when we need to make a repair out in the field. And then, we have custom parts made all the time. There are some machines that have been out in the field since they were first set in the locations and have been rebuilt as time goes on in the field. That would be a couple of the machines at the Museum of Science and Industry. They've literally been on the campus since 1966.
Wow, that's very cool. We're talking to Paul Jones of Moldorama, those classic souvenir toys that are in the museums and zoos across the country. You're at Milwaukee County Zoo, Como Zoo, Park Zoo in St. Paul, Minnesota, San Antonio Zoo, the Henry Ford Museum, and of course here in Chicago as well. How often do you change the molds? Because there's some classic ones, but once in a while I see something pop up on your Facebook page or your website that you're creating something new.
Well, we can still make new molds. It's an expensive process. But in the more recent years, we started to go to holiday themes. So we'll change molds out. Maybe not. I mean, there are 13 machines at Brookfield Zoo. So we'll change out maybe four or five to a Halloween theme or a Christmas theme. Mm-hmm. Or whatever. Sometimes they do special exhibits, such as when they have the dinosaurs at Brookfield Zoo, or if they're doing a special subject at the Museum of Science and Industry, or even at the Henry Ford. We'll put on anything that we have that will tie into the theme of the special exhibit. And we have hundreds of molds that, we have all the original ones that were made in 1960. And then we have, any anything that's going to be permanent, we can have a new one made.
Very cool. Paul Jones from Moldorama. And of course, you've got some really cool swag on your website as well. And you can go to Moldorama.com. Paul, thanks for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.